To order, March 11th, 2005. We have four bills we're going to look at this morning. The first one that will go into a work session is House Bill 2415. Mr. Sears, we have an amendment. Could you tell us about the amendment, where it came from, and its effect?
Yeah, the amendment came, I received a memo when this bill was set for a work session, pointing out some problems with, it was a technical matter regarding the five-year limitation, or the five-year time period, and so that the language in there was added just to tighten up that section to make it more clear when that five-year limitation started, for the purposes, I guess, of defining a decedent.
Okay. Do you have a motion to put it into the bill? Representative Ackerman?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll move that the Dash 1 amendments be incorporated within House Bill 2415.
Okay, Representative Ackerman has moved the Dash 1 amendments into 2415. Any objections? So ordered. Need a motion on the bill?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move that House Bill 2415, as amended, be forwarded to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Ackerman has moved House Bill 2415, as amended, to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any questions, objections? Call the roll, please.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores?
Aye.
Representative Ferrer?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Ward?
Aye.
Vice Chair McPherson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye.
House Bill 2415 is moved to the floor with a due pass. And Representative Ackerman, you're going to be the carrier?
Could I have Representative House carry the bill, please?
That can be done if he wants to carry
that.
It.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Make sure, Heidi, we notify him.
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
The next one is House, what do we got here? Resolution?
Yes.
7.
Mr.
Really Appreciation Week in Oregon.
Chair Krieger, members of the committee, House Concurrent Resolution number 7 declares May 2nd to May 8th, 2005 is Julie Appreciation Week in Oregon.
Any questions? Mr. Ackerman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that House Concurrent Resolution 7 be forwarded to the House floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Representative Ackerman has moved House Joint Resolution 7 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any questions? Call the roll, please.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores?
Aye.
Representative Ferrer?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Ward?
Aye.
Vice Chair McPherson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye.
House Bill, I mean, the resolution 7 does go to the floor
with a
due pass, and you're the carrier?
I
request that Representative Larkin be the carrier of this bill.
That's fine.
Co-chief sponsor.
And we'll have a work session on House Bill 2145.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, House Bill 2145 provides that county parole and probation officers have the same powers of peace officers in execution of their duties. This essentially is a housekeeping matter. In 1997, the law was changed. Prior to 1997, the Department of Corrections was primarily responsible for probation and parole officers, the hiring of and, for lack of a better term, deputizing of those parole and probation officers. In 1997, the counties took over the responsibility for that, and since that time, the only way that those probation officers can have the same powers of peace officers is if a judge appoints them. And so this is simply putting into the law what is currently the practice and bringing the law up to date with the 1997 changes. For the record, this bill originally had a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. However, that subsequent referral has been rescinded by the Speaker based on the fact that there is a fiscal showing no fiscal impact.
Okay, thank you. Motion on the bill?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2145 to the floor with a due pass.
Okay, Representative Thatcher has moved House Bill 2145 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any questions, objections? Call the roll, please.
Representative Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores?
Aye.
Representative Gerard?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Ward?
Aye.
Vice Chair McPherson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye.
House Bill 2145 has passed. We move to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Representative Barker, are you going to be the carrier?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The last one we have today is House Bill 2317.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2317 will define the word conviction for certain purposes. Essentially, there are several places throughout the criminal and evidence code where the word conviction is used, and this bill specifies that conviction means a conviction for the specific offense in this state or an equivalent offense in another state, municipal, or federal jurisdiction. It is essentially a housekeeping bill.
A motion for the bill. Representative Gerard.
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 2317 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Gerard has moved House Bill 2317 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any questions, objections? Call the roll. Heidi, please.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores?
Aye.
Representative Bernard?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Work?
Aye.
Vice Chair McPherson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye.
House Bill 2317 has been moved to the floor with a due pass. And Representative Thatcher, you want to carry?
Sure.
You seem enthused.
Oh, yeah.
Heidi, do we have anything else this morning that we need to talk about?
Mr. Chair, I don't believe so. Just to touch base with everyone that the Pendleton trip is still on the road. We will be collecting luggage around noon on Friday. We're going to send as much luggage as possible ahead of time in the car. I'm sorry, Wednesday. Thank you. Wednesday the 16th, we're going to send as much luggage ahead in the cargo van as possible. And I believe... right now, I have all of you confirmed for the van. Representative Thatcher, I know you're still a tentative, and Representative Gerard, I know you're not going to be able to join us, but dinner is arranged on Wednesday night in Pendleton, and if you have any questions about any other specifics, please feel free to give us a call in the Judiciary Committee office.
Committee member, do you have any announcements or comments? If not, committee is adjourned. Thank you.